English is a major language of commercial communication. It's also the world's language of the Internet and of global access to knowledge. Business English is the name given to the English used for dealing with business communication in English, though you'll find many variants, as I'll shortly explain. This can present unexpected problems unless you understand how to design your communication to give you the best chance of success, whatever the variety of business English used by your target audience. Standard and variant English. A particularly interesting fact is that there are more non-native speakers of English than native English speakers. As you listen, the UK government estimates that more than 1 billion people speak English, and projections indicate that by 2020, 2 billion people worldwide will be learning or teaching English. So we can see that English is certainly no longer the preserve of the nation that gives the language its name. It belongs to no single culture. Instead, it's something that acts as a bridge across borders and cultures. Years ago, when I first worked abroad, I saw the commercial need to help multinationals seize the competitive edge in their use of English as a global business language. It was then that I realized how puzzled both foreigners and native English speakers can be by the way English is used. Often it's because non-native English speakers use it in unconventional ways. It's also often because people do not realize that UK or British English is not exactly the same as the many other variations of business English that exist. These include the US or American English, Australian English, Caribbean English, Indian English, Irish English, Singapore English, and South African English. You can see how extensive the list is. Business communication is crucial to success. So if people are puzzled by that communication, this will have an adverse effect on results. We cannot pretend this does not matter, because getting the right messages out and receiving the right answers are the livelihood of commercial success. I found it helped my clients communicate effectively cross-culturally when I showed them how to follow some norms of commonly accepted standard English. This not only helped mutual comprehension, but also secured buy-in to their business objectives, from internal as well as external customers. So what is meant by standard English? I use this expression to mean the English routinely described in mainstream English dictionaries and grammar books. To describe the many variants of English, such as those I've mentioned, is clearly outside the remit of this series. Naturally, you and your company will know which to use at any one time. By and large, it's true to say that the standard English I use throughout this book is likely to be intelligible to users of other variants. I do need to mention on the outset that, unless I indicate otherwise, the spelling and grammar used in the series are the UK English variety requested by my publishers, to follow their house style. One of the challenges in writing UK English is that there can be more than one correct way of spelling certain words. Just to list a few examples, recognize with I-Z-E on the end, and recognize with I-S-E on the end. Then there's minimize, the same way, I-Z-E and I-S-E. Judgment, with the E on judge, and then judgment without the E. Email with a hyphen and email can be used correctly in UK English. Some people give explanations for those differences that are too simplistic, saying that recognize indicates an American English spelling. But this is only part of the picture, and you'll find out more on the variant spellings later in this book. So there are times when I may refer to US English as well, where there are clearly divergent spellings or meanings. It is, however, beyond the remit of this series to highlight spelling and grammatical differences between UK and US English in comprehensive detail. This observation takes me to my next point. Whenever we write, and whatever we write, we must understand the conventions we need to follow, if we're to please our target readers. This has to be the best starting point from a business perspective. If necessary, explain at the outset of the convention that you're following, so that you can avoid unfounded or unnecessary criticism.